Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. We're here this week, 4th of July, with a... Wait, what?
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 No. Literally what I said the entire time watching this documentary that we're going to talk about. Unlike the moon landing, you guys did ask for this.
You did. A bunch of you... Actually, a few asked just last week about this. So ask and you shall receive. Not... The moon landing thing, because nobody asked for that. But this one, like, you guys
give us a little bit and we'll get to the to-do
list. But some people did. I put it in our group, Not Another True Crime group on Facebook. And I was like, what conspiracy do you guys think is true? And someone said that the moon landing was faked.
Okay.
So then somebody asked for it. Retrospectively.
If there's 100 people in a group and just one believes that the moon landing is fake,
it's all it takes.
Then a star is born.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
But is the star real? Because if you don't believe in the moon, do you believe in... I guess they believe in the moon.
Somebody get Neil deGrasse in here. I don't even give him the
Or Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
I'm a Bill Nye bitch, yeah.
Bill Nye bitch.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm a Bill Nye bitch.
I feel like Bill Nye would be down with that.
I feel like, yeah.
He seems chill.
It'll be on Betches after...
He should have been our guest on the podcast. Sorry.
So, but today...
Today we're doing...
Today... You did want this.
You did.
You did. We are talking
you told us
about.
You did.
You did.
Yeah.
And people were getting excited. We are, of course, talking about abducted in plain sight. It's so good. Truly a wait what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But before we get into this, let's discuss an equally concerning DM we got from one of our followers.
Yes.
NATC Pod on Insta. It's her name is Mariah. She said,
Carrie.
Had a discussion. Yeah, right. I wish. Just kidding, Mariah. You're great. she goes, I had a discussion with my husband where I said I could never live with the guilt of killing someone, so I would turn myself in. He said he could live with the guilt and never turn himself in. And she's like, please send help. Yeah. My first thought was, can I file for divorce on someone else's behalf?
Yeah.
It's like divorced at first sight. But you're the person looking at
Blink on Instagram twice if you're okay.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to start asking that on my first dates now.
I think that's a good barometer.
Fair. Yeah. Because if they, that is a tricky situation that they could get into.
Could you do it?
I don't know if I could keep a secret long enough, and especially that I'd be like, oh my god, guys, like, I just did that.
I can't even like say something shitty to my friend when I'm drunk without apologizing a billion times for the next 4 years.
That's all I've been doing today from Pride Weekend.
just making apologies.
Yeah, I mean, what, who, what, where, when, how, why? But I actually did. I did a Pride. I went to brunch, and I was like, oh, I'll rewatch this documentary before going to brunch because I have time. And I was like, this is not the best headspace.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a part of it that did fit the theme for the weekend, but
I did a reason to drink. I'm sure after watching again, you're like,
I was like, yeah, I need to forget about all of this.
I don't know. I think I'm the same way. I think if I ever got to the point where I wanted to kill someone, I think I'd have already talked myself into the fact that I would have to, like, you know, because I would hope I wouldn't just do it on a whim. And if I was to kill someone, I would probably plan and do all the things so that I wouldn't get caught. So I think at that point, I would maybe be a little secretive. I mean, I'd probably tell my sister.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't. Like, I just realized
family only.
And every Uber driver.
I literally realized that I got really fucking angry at a guy today. And I texted like 5 of my friends like, yeah, so I'm going to commit a homicide today. Like, no big deal. But if I don't come home, I'm in jail for a murder. So no, I wouldn't be great at actually murdering.
It's hard. And I can barely complain a long weekend, so I
can't.
Tell
them before. Yeah, I would tell like all of my friends. I'm like, hey, so I'm actually about to drive to this guy's apartment. Here's his address. I'm going to stab him in the shower, like fucking Jodi Arias style. Speaking of,
oh yes,
we had a fan mail letter. Not really, kind of. Not,
I mean,
we had a friend.
Yeah. He sent an email.
It's actually a woman. I googled her.
Oh great!
Because we were like, okay, is this person? I was like, we were like, who is this person? Like, are they? How do we actually know that they're a friend of Travis's? But we did have someone email us who was a friend of Travis Alexander's, mm-hmm. offering to essentially
give
us their side of the story. Yeah. So
we're working on that.
We are working on that.
Yeah,
that was now that crazy, we know exciting.
Their gender and who they are, we're gonna get the next step as a phone number.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know we are Barbara Walters now.
I mean, Papa.
We're Serial.
Yeah. We are investigative journalists at this
yes.
point.
Yes. Yes.
We are demanding you guys eat weird shit, and then we're also we are setting up interviews. It's gonna be. Yeah, we have great. Some really fun things
I love
in
it
the
so
works.
Much. Yeah. Did we talk about on the last pod that someone actually did the challenge?
Yeah, no, because that just happened.
It just happened, right?
We did. Someone. We had one person. Thank you. Oh my God, and I can't even think of her name right now. Of course, I could take. But we shared it on the story,
yeah,
so
did,
you guys
yeah.
all saw. We did have somebody that took the serial killer challenge, and she's our favorite listener. She's,
yeah,
so that was actually very
she's
true.
So my favorite that I forgot her name, but I love that she did it. And we did share it on the story. So if you saw that, it was cute. Her picture was a lot more also flattering than I think when I watched the video of us being like,
right. Oh like, yeah, that was a messy situation. Going down there.
It
was
gross.
Yeah. But so we've got a lot of fun, exciting things coming up. Hopefully we'll get to talk to Travis Alexander's friend. She did say there was a lot of inaccuracies. So I'm really interested to see what she debates. Yeah.
I'm kind of like Shrug Life. Like we never claimed to be an accurate podcast. We're
we're just talking about what the fuck we want to talk about. Plus, it's like we watched some of the court stuff. Like we there's like transcripts. Like
we did the best we could to research what. Yeah,
with our thoughts.
With our
with our thoughts about everybody.
With
being
our hearts
psychotic.
And souls. Yeah.
Yes, with our hearts and souls. So I guess we can
jump right in.
Let's just jump right into the dumbest people I've ever seen in my entire life.
Start to finish, every single person. I was just like, how?
Yeah. Except. But he might be a criminal mastermind, or he might just be like an average dude dealing with a bunch of bumbling idiots.
Because like I feel like there's so many parts he probably was like, "How is this actually working?"
Right? I know he's probably like, "Oh, that's gonna work." Okay, you know,
it's got it.
Okay, obviously, but if you don't know the whole, this is just the brief synopsis of Abducted in Plain Sight.
You really have to watch it, but
you do. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. I mean, but I think a lot of you. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you probably have watched it because when it came out, I remember everybody just talked like being slack-jawed, being like, have you seen this thing? So obviously it's about this family who had three kids, right? They had three. Yeah, they had three kids. They lived next door to this other family, this B guy, his wife. They had five kids. B befriends. They befriend like the whole family. It makes sense. Kids, neighbors,
everyone had
play.
A friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone. It was the 70s, so like everyone was still kind of like loosey-goosey with things. And it, what I found interesting is that the father was even saying, he's like, we didn't really know what pedophiles were at that time, which explains a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that father was.
But he was a fucking idiot, yes. But essentially, B befriended this family because he started to be obsessed with their daughter.
I think the youngest one, right?
The youngest one. Mm-hmm. And trouble did ensue. So
Twice. That's, I mean, just tell them what happened. We all know what happened.
So basically, B was infatuated with this child, and he started to convince himself that he was in love with her. And anyway, he manipulated both the parents in ways that we're definitely going to discuss. That were like he manipulated the parents sexually to get to the daughter, and then kidnapped her twice.
Well, and that's what's so insane. Even when like
consent.
The first time she went missing, B's wife, like they were all concerned. She was like, "He'll probably come back tomorrow." And instead of calling the cops, they're like, "Okay."
I know for them.
And then he was in Mexico.
Yeah.
And then they let him near her again. They let him like sleep in the bed with her again. And it's like, this guy kidnapped your daughter already and took her to Mexico for weeks.
It's such a wild thing. It's like, it's honestly insane. And this guy clearly, you know, as it came out, talked like people had said, like he tried to do this with other families and had to move away. And then one of the creepiest parts also, just for part of his backstory, like when his brother, every time his brother was on camera and his brother would just basically be like, I don't know, he liked little girls. That was his thing.
Yeah, the brother would be
just
like,
what he was into. I saw him one time messing with our sister, and it's just like, what? Like that whole family had to be a little screwed.
Yeah, the brother was just kind of like, yep, he was a pedophile. What can I say? Like he didn't even try.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So I think it's, crazy. It started when the, so obviously Jan is the young daughter, mm-hmm. and it started, I think Jan was 12 at the time that all of this started happening, yeah. right? So Jan, and it was in the 70s, and Jan was 12, and B essentially would come over, and they said that he would like, he would play with everybody, but he really took a liking to Jan, which, but the, then the parents were like, it did kind of make us uncomfortable, but we were just like, whatever, like he's a second father.
Just like, yeah, they're just like, oh yeah, they're friends, and he has kids that he does this with too type of thing, but you're like, not when it's your own daughter, like have a little, and like if that light bulb goes off, I feel like that's something you address when you're a parent. You don't just like, okay, creepy, but whatever.
But they were so aloof about everything.
They were just, they didn't seem to give a shit. I mean, even watching it back, like the dad had so much remorse and he was clearly upset.
The dad was so emotional.
The mom was like, meh, like the mom would do it again. She was like, whatever. Like, yeah, I did this and I let him do it and eh. Like she never broke composure.
No. Yeah, no, the mom like seems to kind of be okay with the fact that her husband strayed, you know, into this homosexual relationship.
But I'm like, let's just tell the people what it is. Okay, yeah. So the mom hooked up with B.
And the mom, then, for a couple months, the mom was fucking B. Okay.
And then the dad gave him a hand job one time in the car because he was just like, yeah, he was basically like, yeah, I haven't like rubbed one out in a while. And then the dad just was like,
he was like, I partook in masturbation with him by giving him masturbation. I was like, what the
God. Is that what on? They call it now?
This guy just was so, he was so
five stars in that
manipulative
car,
to this family. But this family also,
how many times did you rewatch him saying that? It's kind of like the Andy King, like, Fire Festival blowjob scene. I was like, wait, what did I hear? And then I had to, like, rewind it a few times.
Yeah. I saw your meme was so good. It's like, what do you do for your friend? Like, that is a true friend, I guess. Yeah.
It's honestly, it's so crazy. And the fact that, like, this man was, like, all of this also happened like before and after he was like trying to hook up with the daughter. Like, this guy would bring Jan. He would the neighbor man, the old guy would bring Jan on like boating activities, just her. And how creepy was it that there was like another friend of B's that was like, oh, I knew something fucked up was going on with him and this child, and I just was like, I'm not gonna say anything. It's like, why is nobody protecting her? Like Jan was so.
It was literally just all bystanders that knew what was happening, but no one acting.
Everybody was watching this happen. Yeah. So essentially, so he gave special attention to Jan, and then he cozied up to the mom, and then was like telling her she looked nice, and then they would fuck, and then he got hard with the dad, and then got jacked off by the dad, and then kidnapped Jan. Eventually, he got so close to this family to make them all like trust him. By sex? I don't know. I feel like
sex is the least way I trust someone.
No, I only put up balls with that.
Yeah, I'm like, if I fuck someone too early, I'm like, we're not to be trusted.
You're like, nah, true. You're like, if you give a hand job to someone in a parked car, you're like, this is done. This is going nowhere.
There is definitely no trust. This is not somebody that I'm having over for macaroni, you know? I don't know why I would serve that. I guess it was the 70s. I was thinking macaroni salad.
Maybe Kraft was big. Oh, like a pasta salad type thing. Yeah,
could be.
Pasta salad seems like a very 70s thing to bring to a party, I guess, or to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Or like some inexplicable Jello dish.
Yeah, Jello with like pineapple.
Yeah, you're
like
slices in it. What a weird time.
Yeah. So he kidnapped Jan, and like you were saying, like he went to Mexico.
Yeah.
And like he had her in this like motor RV type situation. Yeah. And then like the way he kidnapped her and like tricked her with that like aliens.
I know. 10 minutes in, they were like, "Okay, so
10 minutes in, it got
this
real
guy
weird.
Fucked like, his friend. This guy got a hand job, kidnapped the daughter, and there's aliens." And I was like, "Wait, this is in the first 10 minutes."
It truly felt like a student film. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, "Why are there aliens being dropped?"
I know there was like no pacing. I was very confused. No. Like other Netflix documentaries, it takes you like 17 years to get to one piece of evidence, and here they just like fucking threw it all at you.
All there. Yeah,
they were like, "Hey, by the way, we're also going to add this element into it." so they tricked Jan into thinking that there was alien, that she was like
alien.
Alien.
She was part
mission.
Alien.
She was part
and
alien.
That was the thing, that she was like, that she was down, and she had to be like, her true partner was on the couch, and she had to like help like be impregnated, and if she didn't do it, they were going to use her sister. And
it was like they were on like a
by her
mission.
16th birthday.
And it was like, to create. It was basically like if she didn't do it, then like they would kill her sister and like kill her dad and like all
life would
be.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's talk too that he just took Jan on a thing and drugged her on the way there.
Well, yes.
And then staged his own like bleeding, like kind of like which I get, like if you're orchestrating a huge plan, you're going to make somebody think that, like, this is what's going on. I mean,
if you record aliens on like a voice memo, you also went to Party City to get like fake paint. Like, that, yeah. Like he's very much on that energy.
Yeah. Like, I can't, like that story that he came, like that's a wild story to be like, I'm going to take this girl, I'm going to drug her, I'm going to break the window of my own car, cut myself, place myself, make an alien recording, go. Like, it's fucking psychotic.
I don't know. So why bring aliens into it? I don't understand.
That was such a weird, like...
What did they do? What did they do to you?
But
know?
It's also like, how did he know that the whole alien aspect was really going to get her
I guess
to
when
jump on?
She was drugged, I think, like every night, though,
yeah,
in Mexico, she
was.
She said.
Because that was the thing. Because then when obviously some...
Yeah, that's true.
The Mexican police found them, and he told Jan the four things you can't ever tell anybody was about the aliens, the pills... the fun they have and the sex, and the fun was him assaulting her.
But yeah, so the reenactments were crazy. Mexico
yeah,
was
disturbing.
Mexico was fucking nuts. Essentially, she did come back from Mexico. They caught him, but he had like married her down there because the legal marrying age was 12.
It's 12, but yeah,
in Mexico.
Another reason to go to Mexico.
Yeah, she's another reason to let them in. Jesus Christ. But the thing is that. He had convinced her this alien plot somehow worked. He had convinced Jan that they were supposed to be together, and she was also now convinced as like, you know, a 12-year-old girl that she was in love with him.
Yeah,
she's married.
But
yeah.
He also
yeah.
tried to convince the parents to let him marry Jan.
Oh, and that was the only way he would come back.
Yeah.
And they were like,
was if they basically or if they signed this affidavit that was like, yeah, we let him take her. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, because if
and
they,
the FBI
yeah.
was pissed.
Because if they didn't sign that, they were also going to talk about being like, yeah, your husband gave me a hand up.
Yeah,
he had like a lot of this like ammunition.
Right.
Which kind of makes me like feel sad. I'm like, so this guy would rather not do anything about a guy that kidnapped than just have this piece of information.
That's,
I mean, I get that it's a small town and it was the 70s.
But still.
But like it's still
your daughter's safety trumps like you being water cooler talk for a few
weeks. It's kind of fucked up. Yeah, it really, it's like I said, this girl was so unprotected and it's wild to me that these people all still operate as a normal family.
Okay, I have a theory about that, but I don't know if I should share it now or just share it at the end. I'll share it now. Okay.
Share it.
Here's my theory. Okay, the first time I was watching this, I definitely thought it right away. The second time, I was like, okay, maybe they are just that incompetent. But the first time I saw this movie, I was like, I felt like maybe the family was abusing her the whole time, and that's why they didn't really give a shit like what happened to her. And also because they spent like the entire family spent the first 5 minutes of the documentary just being like, yeah, Jan was kind of like an outcast and like kind of a weirdo, and it's like maybe they like had kind of black sheeped her the whole time, and that's why nobody gave a fuck that she went missing twice.
I did not pick up on that vibe.
No one I've ever spoken to has picked up
that's
on it.
Some investigative
but like
journalism.
No, it's not. It's just like me. I watch too much SVU, yeah. But that was just my personal theory, but literally no one has ever.
There's no
like,
way.
No.
You really don't think so? Well, you think like they were that stupid?
Well, I feel like the parent. I feel like some of the kids or something would at least come out now, because if there's this whole documentary, I feel like some screw would have to come undone in that story.
I don't know.
I think that they were like so coming from this small town and this like church community where they were just literally, I think a confrontation scared them more than an honest truth. I think that they, in their heart of hearts, knew that things were happening with her and the other guy, but just didn't know how to approach it, especially since they had their own demons with this guy.
Yeah.
I think that I think basically the parents were stupid and I think they were selfish.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to fathom that they were that incredibly stupid.
Well, and I also feel like
the mom put her on a plane to hang out with this guy after she'd already been kidnapped by him.
But he did threaten that he's like, she's going to get in the car herself.
A lot
she's going to hitchhike.
On a different degree, like Finding Neverland documentary, where we're like, how are these parents letting their kids like spend the night in hotel rooms with this pop star they don't know type of situation? You're like, are they dumb or do they just not know what's happening? And there's like a lot of like, we can look at it so easily in hindsight, but like maybe, and also
I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like the couple, obviously since they were cheating on each other a little bit and like getting divorced, like they probably didn't communicate that well. So they probably wouldn't
know.
If they couldn't say that they're not happy in their marriage, I feel like they're not even going to bring up any of these other conversations.
I mean, and the fact that the mom... everything was just fucked up. I think there was no communication. And the fact that the mom's affair with him lasted mainly after he married Jan in Mexico.
That's why that's why I just can't believe that these people were like... innocently naive. It's like there was there's some like, I don't know, I just think that there's some kind of kernel of maliciousness down there. Like I think that stupidity can only go so far, and it's like at that point, it's like you're not just innocent anymore. You're not just ignorant. Like, I think that there's something malicious there. And even if they weren't like abusing her or anything, it's like you guys were at best very neglectful.
Well, that's why it's like that interesting where it's like you assume and hope whenever people have parents, all they want to do is parent and be the best parent they can be. But I feel like that wasn't totally their priority.
No.
Because I still was just like shocked that I'm like, you're just going to have them be missing for a weekend before reporting it missing or having like.
For them not wanting to involve other people in things. For not wanting to believe.
They also either like, they didn't seem to even cooperate with the FBI at all.
No. And I don't know if I missed it, but like, I feel like B's wife wasn't in it.
They didn't talk much about her or his kids. And I really wanted to know what was happening with
that
family. They
had to know something what's going down or something like that.
I also was wondering, I mean, you never, like with these pedophiles that have their own children, I always wonder what happens there. Because a lot of, I don't think that they are attracted to their own children. Oh my God, do you guys remember that one couple that was, they were both pedophiles and they married each other and had children?
No.
Can
we just burn them?
I mean, like, throw them
in the pit.
But that's what I like. So I don't know if like then they just parent those kids or what happens there. Not to get like super dark and gross, but I mean, you have to think about these things
because it's like,
because B had five fucking kids.
Yeah, all the same, and one was the same age as Jan.
So yeah, and he was eventually. I mean, it came out at the end. It came out that he had raped children before, and he only went to jail for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up after all this. So you know, here's the thing: it took Jan twice. Kidnapped her again, sent her to some weird school in California, and then it came out that he had done this to other women, raped a girl. So kidnapped the same person twice, raped children, 1 year of jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot to be said there about that. Also, this court, when Jan was an adult and she met him in court, what kind of court lets them talk to each other like that? Did you guys find that weird? Everything in you does
weird.
Weird.
Every single And also that's like all the phone calls of like the recorded phone calls of like the mom with B, that she would still like be like,
hey B, what's up?
B.
Yeah, literally.
And then also when he was like,
did you hear from her today?
She's like, oh no.
I know that. Okay. Again, this is why I don't think that, at least I just don't think these parents are like totally innocent, because like, again, B would call and he'd be like, hey, I have your daughter who's been missing for 6 months. And then be like, oh, can you call back later? Dad's at work. And it's like, what are you even talking about?
I just think, I honestly don't think that they are dealing with the same set of emotional tools as normal people. I think it's like a weird, dumb, small town, and no offense to anybody that lives anywhere near this town. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this dumb family. Okay. Yeah. But I also think like
maybe
a church community, I think that they had super weird values and relationships with other things.
I feel like they kind of maybe were like a little like because lonely because they're like, oh my God, this new family at the church. And they just immediately became best friends with them and inseparable.
Yeah. I don't think that any of them knew how to deal with it. I don't think any of them had the emotional tools to deal with the realm of what was happening. Because then again, there was the whole thing where his therapist was like, oh, you need to sleep, this fake therapist. And they were letting him sleep in bed with Jan. I think that did not have the comprehension to understand it. That's why I think that they were dumb. I honestly think that they are.
But I
just
do feel like now the dad
people.
Understands that it was very fucked up, but the mom did not seem to still give shit. Even when she was like talking about B and their affair, like she sounded like she would 100%
like, fun
do
times
it again.
For me.
Yeah, she was like, and he touched my breast. Like, and it was, and I was like, ma'am. Your daughter was kidnapped twice. Like,
and
can you just
by the man
keep your pants
you
on?
He was
yeah.
sexually assaulting your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they were simple and stupid. And I think their brains couldn't handle the gravity.
It sounds kind of mean when you say it that way, but that's hilarious.
Yeah. What?
I said it sounds kind of mean when you say it that way. Like, I'm going to start saying it about people like, your stupid, simple brain cannot handle
your
the gravity.
Because it sounds like kind of like educational, but it is ripping them
it's
apart.
It's like a very elitist, mean
way,
but I love it. I'm going to start saying that
like,
to people.
Oh, no,
your stupid, simple brain.
I can get that now that I think about what I know about like the American education system. I'm like, yeah, some people are really fucking stupid.
There's a lot of people out there that just are... are dum-dums, and it's just wild.
I know we touched on a little bit too, but I was like reading some reviews that people felt like this documentary there were a lot of points of improvement that could have been made for it.
I mean, any sort of context would have helped.
So is there anything that you both, either of you felt like, after watching, like, I wish they tackled this more or touched on this or anything like that.
Well, besides talking to, I wanted more of his side of the mm-hmm. family, but there was also, it was a little weird. There was a lot of smiling in this doc. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of like, I know that they're removed for it, even though she's like, I still think about this man every day. But even when they were like talking about things, like, I never thought he could hurt me, blah, 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 blah. Like, there was still like, they were still talking about it. And this mm-hmm. is why I still think that they're stupid, because they were, all of them were talking about it in a way that they were still unaffected. Like, even that one sister was just like, was my childhood a little fucked up? Yes. But am I blessed with a great family? Yes. You're no, you're not. Mm-hmm. Your family Yikes. Sucks. Yeah. Your family Yikes. Sucks, dude.
And there was in that weird part too, where like, well, I mean, it was when his store was on fire, which be like, hired
oh yeah,
people to
that's
do.
Right. B lit the father's. Well, by the way, okay, maybe the dad was gay. He was a florist. Okay, I'm just kidding. Listen, but I mean, it is funny. He's like, I had homosexual relationships, and I do flowers.
Yeah, and he's like, weird. Okay. My wife didn't want. I didn't want to sleep with my wife.
I never told her she looked pretty.
Yeah,
but B lit the flower shop on fire.
And then they were like, we knew he did it, but we couldn't prove it to anyone else, so he doesn't get in trouble with it for all.
Yeah. He got in trouble for fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he again tried to like manipulate Jan as an adult in court and was like, I'm sorry you feel that way. Like, well, like,
that was the most fucked up thing. I also thought it was weird that the mom was like, she seemed to sort of profit off of like her daughter's, I don't know, kidnapping and like assault.
Oh, with the book.
Yeah, with the book. I just thought that was fucked up. I was like, oh, cool.
And also when she was like, no, B, you can't come into these meetings and talks anymore. You're making us feel weird. I'm like, now you feel weird because now that you're making money and you need to stick with a narrative.
Yeah, I just really didn't like it. That, I don't know. Just, there was so much stuff that just like rubbed me the wrong way to the point that I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm pessimistic, but I'm just like, I don't know. There's something like not perhaps, I don't know, not perhaps all good intentioned there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it just...
But, like, again, no one that I've ever spoken to has ever had this theory or believed it, so maybe I probably just watched too much SVU.
Yeah, I don't think she was being abused. I think that they were all emotionally abused by this guy, mm-hmm. and I think they all just maybe were really susceptible because maybe they were in a strong religion, too. Like, maybe, I mean, cult susceptible, who knows?
I feel like, and also, they all just wanted individual, like, the parents both wanted to be validated, and they were, like... That weird, dangerous mix of like being kind of stupid, but also very selfish. So like they.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like so to be selfish enough to then try to profit off of like a terrible situation that you caused
by using the guise of we just want other people to be aware. It's like, how are you going to tell other people to be aware when you were so
aware.
Unaware?
Yeah. And also, unaware. They didn't even know what to be aware of. Like, how are you going to tell people what to look out for?
Like, they're like, we want to speak up against abuse of a family friend. I'm like, you guys let this go on for years.
Like, people many should speak up about you guys.
And even Jan still had it in her head. She's like, oh, well, he probably won't find me attractive as I'm getting older. Like, it's such a screwy thing. And then waking up at 16 and realizing that all these things that he said were going to, the aliens said were going to happen if she didn't carry a child by 16, that didn't happen. Like, and her still kind of believing that there were aliens that were mad at her. It, like, the whole thing is just like, you have to grow up not having any idea how the world works to believe any of this shit. Mm-hmm. To believe that a man can sleep in bed with your daughter, to believe that aliens need you to make a baby.
And that's coming from someone who thought Santa Claus was real until the 8th grade. So that's what you
right?
know.
That is saying something.
Even I know that nobody's supposed to sleep with me when I'm a child. Like, I don't think
I knew what that was. I feel like I thought sex was like making out with your clothes off until like...
It's not.
Right? I know, weird.
I don't know. When did you guys get the sex talk?
I don't remember.
I just watched like Becker and Sex and the City when I was young, and that kind of did
you
it for
it
me.
You got from Becker? Ted Danson?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him.
And,
but not in like a... Like a sexy way. I'm like, he's so cute. I love him.
He is really good.
He is so good. Ugh.
I honestly think I might have had the sex talk before the Santa talk. This is...
That's disturbing.
Should we be aware of because your parents?
Seriously.
You leave Jim and Barb out of this.
Barb, classic.
Barb, classic Barb. I really do remember because I feel like I had the sex talk in this old Honda we had. And I definitely had the Santa talk in the Bonneville. Bonneville replaced the Honda. I have questions to ask my parents when I go home this weekend.
Oh my God.
I have a lot of questions. Wait,
so can you confirm Santa Claus, real or fake? Yeah. Tell me the truth now.
But babies come from dicks. Yeah. Got it. Babies come from dicks.
So if Santa's real, I can sleep with him and what? Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I mean, I think I had my period in the fifth grade too. My timeline was all fucked up.
You're like all fucked up. You're like the Homeland like corkboard map, just putting everything together. It's like, what makes Casey?
And then they're like, comedian? That makes sense. Yeah. You know, want to talk about fucked up shit on stage? You got it.
Okay, what was the craziest part of the documentary for you guys?
It really was just the fact that the mom slept with him after he had assaulted the mom's affair with him last went like the, because when he called the mom, she literally was like, why did you marry Jan? Like, she was a jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, why did you marry my daughter? And then went to go see him in his trailer, whatever. And then had sex with him for 9 months or 6 months or whatever that was.
Bed where he was assaulting your daughter.
Fucking get out of here.
I thought it was in a kind of a touching, similar to like when you said the window could have been a weird add-in. I thought the weirdest add-in was when they just started singing Oliver while reading a letter about that B wrote to her about how he was attracted to her.
When she started writing love letters, her love letters to him were a little
weird.
But she was a kid, of course they were weird.
Yeah, but so the kid love letters, because she was
weird. But you don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
But as an adult, when she was still talking about the love that she felt, it still felt very real. Yeah. When she was still like within the realm of like everything I know about love, she's like, I loved him. I loved him more than I've ever loved a real person outside of that.
That is so sad.
What? What about you?
Honestly, it was the aliens. I was like, hold up, what? I was willing to buy the hand job and the affair and the kidnapping, but the aliens, I was like, wait,
this is
sec.
Mad Libs now.
And I know, I had to go back and rewatch it, and I was like, okay, that is what they said.
I mean, this just goes to show you how crazy this documentary is, that there's three of us and only one of us think aliens is the weirdest part about that.
Because I was like, aliens, go on, of course.
Only one of us think aliens were the weirdest
amateur
part.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The hand job too, but I mean, just because, again, I'm like, what did it take you to convince? It didn't seem like it took a lot of convincing with the hand job, too, is the other thing.
With, with the dad. Yeah,
because
literally, with the dad,
he was
kind of
like, hey, I haven't come in a while. And the dad was like,
I could see that he was hard. Yeah. So I just, he's like, because I think he was like, can you give me some release?
Give me some release. Yeah. And you're just like, wasn't the thing? It's like, dude, just mess around here. Like, what is this game we're going?
It was such a manipulation.
Didn't seem like it took a whole lot of convincing.
And also, like, I'm like, what?
They really didn't delve into how. I mean, not that B was. Would they talk too much, but like how he knew he could get that out of the dad?
I know, right?
Because maybe the dad was.
That's a weird
knows?
Proposition to just like spring on someone. Because like 9 times out of 10, I assume your friend would be like, "Wait, what are you doing?"
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Do that. Because after both, there was that time where after that came out about the dad and that the mom had slept with him a bunch, they were going to get a divorce.
Yeah,
and then
separated.
Just eventually couldn't like
the
fell
mom
into
was
each
just
other's
like,
arms,
I can't
sobbing,
raise these kids by
like,
myself.
No.
I was
they
like,
probably
okay.
they were too stupid to know how to file for divorce.
Well, also the mom was literally just like, I can't raise all these kids by myself. And first of all, you can't raise these kids at all, lady.
Yeah.
But
yeah, nobody's raising the kids have been so unprotected.
Gosh.
But like, it is just, I don't know, the whole thing is just, it is wild to target one child and the two sisters,
well,
and then for them the sisters still to kind of feel like they are okay at the end of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is just
I watched it twice and I don't know. I'm like, that was too many times.
That's too many. Yeah.
But I had to, because I was like, there was so much crazy shit that I forgot. Like you said with the therapy, and like I took some other notes. What else did I think was insane?
Like my roommate, literally, I was watching it with my roommate and she's like, I started this documentary like a couple months ago when it came out. She's like, I had to shut it off because these people were too stupid.
Well, that's what there's so many people also being like, is this scripted? Like, how is this actually a real thing to happen? You're like, yeah, no,
that's
this
what
is-
I don't understand. Also the fact that he would sleep in her bed 4 nights a week for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. As part of his therapy.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And also, that's not therapy.
Oh, and his bullshit.
Well, that's because these people were so believable. Like, apparently he did have a therapist that had his license wrote, obviously, because that's fake therapy.
Yeah. And he
I
would
guess
listen
it does
to
point
tapes.
To them being stupid. Ugh, God.
Yeah.
These idiots.
Anyway.
And then the brother. I remember the brother
don't
made
have
this
neighbors.
Comment.
Don't have neighbors.
Don't have neighbors. Don't have kids.
Don't have daughters.
Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Don't let adults
don't
sleep in bed with your kids.
Don't ever be an Oliver.
Yeah. Don't get a motorhome.
Yeah.
Don't ever go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
No. Apparently they'll marry you.
No, and there's aliens.
Don't take any random allergy pills.
Don't take vitamins from your family friends.
Mm-hmm. So much to learn.
Don't go horseback riding or with have the when someone propositions to go horseback riding, just say nope.
Don't go.
Because it's going to be a 3-week long thing. Yeah.
How does this compare with like other documentaries you guys have watched?
I feel like it wasn't, I don't think it was like totally super well done. I feel like we all kind of agree that there was some.
It was a little lighthearted for what it was. It was done a little campy.
I think that maybe because it's like, it doesn't seem like these people have the emotional depth. It wasn't like Leaving Neverland where like these people had clearly had time to like process and come to terms with all the trauma that happened to them. Like, I don't think that these people, like, I think they're just very emotionally shallow. Except for Jan. I think that they like, they don't.
I wonder.
Said their, what was it? Their brains cannot handle the gravity.
Stupid, simple brains can't handle the gravity.
Oh, the simple brains.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I don't know. What do you guys have? Because I know somebody also asked this, that, and obviously I would still recommend this doc because it's so
because
fucking
it's
crazy.
Fucking insane.
But what are some other, what are some other documentaries that you think, that we do think are well done? I mean, I thought Wild Wild Country was wild.
Oh, good. I love
I mean,
that
it's obviously,
shit.
It was like,
so you're going to say
like,
Wild Wild West. And I was like, great movie, but not really.
Wild Wild Country was one of the craziest, and it was six episodes. That is a wild ride and
that was
so
amazing.
Well done.
It's also an interesting thing too.
And it'll take a good part of your day.
I wonder if it's like these, like, crime and stories like this deserve to be more broken up in a series format, so it's like an hour that can actually focus on each thing versus them having like 90 minutes being like, here's everything.
But I don't know, I kind of liked that when they dropped the bomb early.
I think Abducted in Plain Sight, there's really not a whole lot there. I don't think that they could, I mean, Netflix is Netflix, so they could have like stretched it out for 8 billion
you
years.
You mean like for Metal McCann where they did us 40 minutes on the hotel,
the fucking history of the Algarve. No, like, so they could have done that with these people. I'm glad that they didn't. Wild Wild Country, I think, was so good.
That one
Wild
really
Wild Country was incredible. Anyway,
and then, I think Mommy, Dead, and Dearest was good. I actually couldn't even get into the act because I was like, I watched the real documentary and I don't want to watch this.
Yeah,
like,
the real Gypsy Rose documentary is wild. It's Mommy, Dead, with her and like jumping off.
And the Lifetime movie with Marsha Gay Harden is also pretty good.
Is it good?
Is it good?
They did a Lifetime movie of it? That's cool.
I also thought...
it was interesting that they happened at the same time.
I thought Evil Genius was good.
Yes.
Did you guys see
Evil
Genius?
Genius was good, but then this is what happens with a lot of Netflix stuff. Like, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to tie up loose ends that they've created for no reason. And like at the end of Evil Genius, it just got very weird and confusing.
Yeah, but I still think it
was an interesting story.
It's an interesting story. And for them to strap that bomb on that guy in episode one and things to happen, it was that was something that you rewind a couple times and you go, wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, but then at the end, it was just like, I don't know. It just seemed to get unhinged, like, and weird. Like, it didn't make sense at the end. I was like, I didn't need to see the last episode.
I don't even
episode.
Remember the end.
I liked Murder Mountain a lot, but that was...
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one either. That's Murder Mountain's about Humboldt County, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody told me the first episode's boring and it gets good.
I almost, like, didn't watch it, but then my roommate was like, one more, and then we're like, oh, we're finishing this in one day.
Yeah. So those are a couple,
I also like,
a couple
like
to check out,
the
for
HBO
sure.
HBO docs, I feel like, are usually generally good.
Yeah?
Like, I feel like Netflix is... can be very hit or miss.
Somebody just told me this Exhibit A, which is the new one, and somebody told us to watch it too, but my roommate
said, is that the one with Casey Anthony?
No, Exhibit A is just shows how forensic, how they can get it wrong, but she's like, but she was like, you watch it and it's unsatisfying because it's like, they're like, oh, this was a blood spatter, and then the people are still in jail. She's like, she told me this one episode about, it was literally like this woman's husband got murdered, and like years later, she's like this old woman, and they found a speck of blood which wasn't even said that it was his, and then they just threw this old woman in jail.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that's the show. If you want to watch that show, I don't think I'll
be
watching Exhibit A.
Did you guys ever watch The Staircase?
I watched, I got bored. I need to rewatch it because a lot of people want us to talk about it.
I know, but I think
there's a lot of twists and turns, I know, but I took the elevator.
I know,
I got two pity laughs, and that's all I need. Me and Bill Nye are good.
Bill Nye,
bitch.
I just thought, like, I feel like most documentaries will kind of take the person, paint them as innocent, and then show you why they might actually be guilty.
This
tried to do the reverse, and so like three episodes in, I was like, this guy clearly did it, like I don't need to watch
anymore. Well, because he was dating the editor.
Yeah.
Like he was dating the person
that
edited the video,
so
they made it look so in his favor because he was
in
a relationship.
But not for the beginning. The beginning, I was like, okay, well, he looks clearly like he did it. He was acting so smug and nonchalant. And I was like, sir, you're charged with murder. Also, I'm like, why is your first thought to be like, oh, I should hire a camera crew to document my every move? Like not work on my legal defense. That's why I just think he did it.
Yeah, of course. I need to revisit it because a lot of people
have
been talking about it again. A lot of people want to.
I just, fine.
fine. We can do it later
on.
It's like
on, so many just hours of bit. Television. You guys know I hate watching videos.
I know.
I hate watching just videos across the board.
Literally.
Just across the board. So let's see. So we've got, so it's The Staircase. It's Evil Genius. We've talked about Wild Wild Country. Mommy Dead Dearest, which is, what is that?
Yeah,
Mommy
that's Dearest. HBO one. Yeah. The ones you mentioned are all like the Netflix heavy hitters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And obviously.
Oh, The Jinx is the best one ever.
Oh, The Jinx is the best.
Yeah.
When really I first moved to New York, I was two doors down from his brother. So when that came out, I would see his brother coming down the stairs in Hell's Kitchen all the time. And oh my God. Was always like.
Wait, did you live in like a luxury high rise?
No, his brother's house is on 43rd. When he would the
but
one
I thought
that
they're
he,
all like bajillionaires.
No, but he owns like he two brownstones. Like yeah, he yeah. owns oh, like okay. the two buildings. But they had the that camera when he goes wow. to his brother's door. Like I lived two doors down from it. So when I would be walking to the train, I would see I forget what Durst's brother's name is, but I would see him like walking down the stairs. But you're right, The Jinx. If you haven't watched The Jinx yet, I might rewatch it because it is
that is
so,
a good,
it's so good.
Oh, and it's good for bananas. People traveling for the fourth. A fun plane show. Yeah,
that is a fun plane show.
If you like murder on your
planes. Do you feel weird watching like murder? And like crime like in like public, so then like someone just like sitting and eating like pistachios and there's just someone getting stabbed 800 times.
No shame. No shame in the true crime game. I think at this point everybody is fucking into true crime.
That's so true. They're either watching this or like HBO where people are like Game of Thrones where they're having sex with like
with their sisters.
Then murdering each other.
Yeah, and then and then killing each other. Exactly.
Whatever.
Definitely,
at least this
those
one has
some,
a bit of intrigue.
Yeah, those are some started. I mean, but those are heavy hitters. I'm trying to think if there's any like indie doc that I like or like any kind of like.
Yeah, and I want people to be like, "You idiots, you forgot this one," or like, "This is one that you should watch. It's not getting like maybe not a lot of attention online, but like should be getting more like talked about more." And we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's definitely some crazy shit.
Oh, we can have a binge party with people.
That'd be fun.
We could all binge. We should all binge something together. Yeah. Us and you guys.
Yeah.
And we can do a little.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any suggestions?
It might just be the girl who ate the donut, but you know what? Yeah. We're like, so everyone watch it. Like, we have a chair for her, girl. Come in here. Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if there's anything scheduled to come, like anything new scheduled to come out that we could all watch together as a group, us and the
listeners.
When
does the Elizabeth Holmes movie come out?
Oh, that's
also true. When's the Anna Delvey stuff coming out?
That's all of that.
I'm raising like good points.
I feel like all of this should be out soon.
Document.
I don't know.
By the way, also, I know we've said it before, but the Dropout podcast about Elizabeth Holmes is also fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
People are telling us To Live and Die in LA is great. Mm-hmm. I haven't got to listen to it yet, but I want to.
Okay, here's the thing. I can't actually really listen to other people's podcasts because I would listen to it on my commute, but the subway is too fucking loud. To hear a podcast.
Yeah, unless you have like the noise canceling ones, which I don't like to travel with those because then I don't want to get murdered.
Yeah, then I don't want to be the next podcast episode.
Yeah, honestly, Danny, can you take one for the team? It would be great for our ratings.
Yeah, I'm getting sad.
Yeah, please just get murdered.
Hi.
Just once. It's fine.
Just once. I'll come back. God, I have nine lives.
Make it painless.
If one of us got murdered, our podcast would go straight to the
top. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I take less precautions.
I'm oldest. I've lived longest. I'll do it.
Thank you.
So I think to round up, don't have neighbors, don't go horseback riding.
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids if you're not going to give a shit about them.
Don't have kids if you're going to have an affair with a person who will kidnap and sexually assault them.
Exactly.
The bar is the floor.
The bar is so low to be a parent.
Watch this documentary. Watch the other ones we talked about.
DM us your thoughts.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, no, DM us your thoughts. DM us if you have a one that we didn't mention that you think would be a good one that we could cover, or if you know of any like weird cool underground ones that we haven't talked about.
Or going indie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because I know that, because even like Abducted in Plain Sight, like I had never heard of this case before this thing came out.
I know. How
you know? Like, we all know about Casey Anthony. We know about Madeleine McCann. Yeah, we know about a lot of, like, even I think that the staircase thing, I think people kind
for
of,
part, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people knew, but like, we did not, I had no idea about this. And it seems like
it
would have been
huge. I've
never
heard these names before. Yeah, before the documentary.
All right. Yeah. We all knew Michael Jackson too. I knew about Michael Jackson.
We knew about him, but we didn't even know the true extent.
Yeah,
allegedly,
we knew a little bit about the Wild Wild West people because I remember I think we had heard
a lot of people.
About
someone
that.
Literally just DM'd us right now. A lot of people have been asking us about The Keepers. Have you seen that on Netflix?
Oh,
that's the nun one, right? Okay, I need to finish it because
I didn't finish it either.
That was also
a fucking creep show.
I
was going to say, that's the problem with Netflix is like they drag things out for so long that
Keepers,
it's just like you really have to. And it's, I don't know. So I'm literally.
But maybe we could go, maybe The Keepers might be a good one to do. Each week we can watch one and do a little synopsis.
Maybe,
If anybody's into that, let us know.
Yeah.
If not, fuck it.
We're open.
And we will do it. We'll fix
something else. Be like, hey, don't.
But yeah, DM us your suggestions, NATC pod. You can send us an email, NATC@betches.com.
Yeah.
Join our group, not another true crime group. It's a fun time. I'm the only one who ever posts on there. Please post. Please post, guys.
So I was like, please. I'm like,
yeah,
please.
I'm like, I'm always posting. I'm like, hey, what are your favorite conspiracy theories?
People have a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
I love it. Danny, any shows to plug?
This will be, I'll be doing July 25th at Union Hall, Beyonce.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah. Nice. Again, I'm in, this is going to come out Thursday. So tomorrow, Friday, yes, and Saturday, I am in San Francisco at Cobb's with Jared Fried. I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina at the end of July. Ooh. And I'm going to be in Mohegan Sun. I'll be at Asheville, North Carolina at Les Zoom on the 19th and 20th.
Ooh,
and I'll be at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut on the, I think, 23rd, 24th, 25th, if that's the weekend. So
cool.
Nice. Any of those, if you want to message me, if you live there.
Where can they message you?
At CaseFaceB on Instagram, CaseFaceB.
And I'm at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
Sarah?
I'm not doing anything exciting. I'm just trying not to commit a homicide.
It's a day-by-day case for you.
Yeah, honestly, follow me in my pursuit, Sarah F. Carter, on Instagram, while I fucking live tweet my emotional trauma. Pretty much is what's happening lately.
It seems like you're going through it.
I am.
Yeah.
That's why I am fine.
Like, it just... Oh, and...
And the construction's back.
And the
construction's
so...
All right, great time to sign off.
That's our sign-off.
Betches.